Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, all right. It is Wednesday afternoon, 4:04 p.m. Pacific time, and I put the time on it because something could happen any moment with Joey Bosa, and so that's what we're keeping an eye on. What is the holdup on Joey Bosa? As expected, Khalil Mack not going anywhere. My prediction is that Khalil Mack would be retained by the Chargers because he's too good of a player. Jim Harbaugh didn't show up in L.A. to take over the Chargers because he wanted to rebuild. Jim Harbaugh loves, as most people do, but Jim Harbaugh really loves blue chip defensive disruptors. Khalil Mack is that. He's not going anywhere. So why haven't they cut Joey Bosa yet? What are we waiting for? It's not just are we waiting for Joey. It's waiting to find out what Joey Bosa's market would be and waiting to find out how much of a discount might he be willing to take to play for the 49ers. So the question is right now, are the Chargers, the only reason for the Chargers to wait around is because the Chargers are trying to figure out if there's a trade out there for them. And the question is, how much are you willing to trade in order to acquire Joey Bosa, his $15 million base salary, his roster bonus, which hits on Saturday? So that'll be they will need to trade him by then or cut him by then, and $22 million. Now, unlike some other deals where a team is willing to acquire a late round pick just to get somebody else to take the contract, oh, we'll take a seventh rounder, it'll save us some money on the cap. That only makes sense for the Chargers if they trade Joey Bosa after June 1st. But they don't want to wait that long because they'd have to pay him the $7 million bonus on Saturday. So the Chargers are not waiting around. I think this is the part, after diving into his contract a little bit on Over the Cap, that illuminates it, is it's going to cost the Chargers $8 million to trade him rather than release him with a post-June 1 designation. If Joey Bosa gets released with a post-June 1 designation, then the dead cap hit is $14.6 million, and the savings is $22 million saved. So if they cut him, designate it post-June 1, his $14.6 million is the cap hit on the Chargers. If, however, they trade him tonight or tomorrow to the Niners or to the Rams or something like that, then his dead cap hit is $22 million. So the Chargers have to get a pick back in a trade for Joey Bosa that is worth $8 million to them. So they are not going to hold Joey to trade him for a sixth rounder and pay $8 million for a sixth rounder. I don't think. Maybe they would value a sixth round pick as $8 million. Not to mention the money actually affects what they can do. Now, if they get him a post-June 1 designation, then they can't really use that money yet. But it still is real money that will be free on their cap after June 1st. So that's, I think, part of the holdup is like, we've got to get, if we want to try and trade him, but we also have to get a pick back that's worth us paying $8 million extra dollars against the cap this year, right? So would they do that for a second round pick? Hell yeah, you would sell a second round pick essentially for $8 million. But do you want to trade a second round pick for Joey Bosa? No, you don't. Not to pay him 22. Now, maybe Joey's saying, Hey, Chargers, I'm not willing to take a pay cut. I'm not willing to restructure. Well, take a pay cut for you guys. Maybe I would take a pay cut for another team. Maybe I would take a pay cut for the 49ers. Maybe I would take a pay cut. For the Rams, like part of this is somebody else involved that the Niners don't want Joey Bosa to have. Is this kind of like the Trent Williams situation for the 49ers where they just had an upper hand on everybody else? And so they got Trent Williams for cheap in terms of the trade value, not the contract value, because he just wanted to play for Kyle Shanahan. You know, that's the thing we don't know right now is like, is Joey willing to take less money from five other teams, or is he only willing to take less money from one team, and that team being the 49ers? And meanwhile, the Chargers think we got this blue chip guy. There's going to be a market out there for him. Maybe the market out there for him is not $22 million. Maybe the market out there for Joey Bosa's $14 million, $15 million. We should get something for him. But again, what are you willing to buy? Are you willing to buy a fourth rounder for $8 million? Do you want to trade a fourth rounder to pay Joey Bosa $22 million? No, and no. So I think that's why we've got a hold up here on Joey Bosa. And I think ultimately nobody is going to, I don't think you're going to see a trade for Joey. And I think eventually then you see him get cut, and then we'll find out what the market is. And, you know, are the Niners using $17 million on Joey or $15 million? I do think you have to kind of look around at what they did. And I said this as it relates to Armstead, who I thought there was a period this week where Armstead still might come back to the 49ers. Obviously, that didn't happen. Now that door is shut. He gone. And they save a lot of money, but you know, they would have saved a lot more money and had a hole plugged if he'd been back at a reduced rate. But I understand why. I mean, we'll see what his market. It'll be interesting. But anyway, as it related to him, one thing that stands out is just look at what the Niners have paid some of these other guys, right? $10 million, $12 million in year one. I would think Joey would be making more than that. Should he be a 49er? But, you know, the question is just how much less is he willing to take? And what would it cost? What is the value to him of playing with his brother? Is this their last shot? Well, it's not their last shot if he signs a one-year deal somewhere, but your timelines don't match up all the time. So maybe he signs a prove-it year deal, turns out to be good. He becomes a free agent again. Let's say he does that somewhere else. But then he becomes available at a time when the Niners can't afford him, right? Like his plan this year is to be healthy, play the year, and then be valuable again in 2025 or sign a two-year contract. But the Niners, it's possible that if he signs a one-year prove-it deal with somebody, let's say he signs a one-year $15 million deal with the Rams, plays 17 games, 16 games, balls out. Now he's ready to hit again as a free agent. Well, the Niners aren't going to be able to afford that in 2025. So I think they've got to know if they want to play while they're still kind of in their primes together, this is the time. This is the time to do it. And I do wonder if the Trent Williams situation is, if it'll turn out that there's some parallel there. That they're like, you know, let's say the Rams. I'll use the Rams as an example. The Rams like, yeah, we'll trade you a fourth for this guy. I don't even know if they have other fourth, but we'll trade you a fourth for this guy, and then we'll renegotiate with him a little bit. And he's going, nope. If you take me, it's $22 million. I'm not taking a pay cut for you. He's got zero guaranteed dollars, but I'm not taking a pay cut for you. My base salary is 15. My roster bonus is seven, $22 million. And so kind of holding the Chargers hostage a little bit. And again, I'd be a little surprised if the Chargers are willing to pay $8 million. Well, maybe they pay $8 million I know somebody ran the numbers a while back. $8 million to buy a fourth round pick feels about right. That feels like what a fourth round pick would cost you, $8 million. I know I'm sure that there've been the trades out there that tell us, and I know people, I'm sure the teams know, but that just feels kind of right. Like at first your reaction might be $8 million is too much for a fourth round pick, which means it's probably right. You know, if you're like, I don't know, I'd rather pay $8 million for a third, then a fourth is actually probably the value. That's generally the way these things work. So that's where things stand. That's my perspective on where things are with Joey Bosa. as of Wednesday afternoon. No surprise, Khalil Mack is back. Mike Williams gone. My prediction today was if they could keep two of the four, they would get rid of, they would cut Bosa and Mike Williams and keep Keenan Allen and Khalil Mack. So we'll see how. So far, I'm two for two on that prediction. Armstead, end of an era. Hell of a run. Hell of a run for the 49ers. It was a pick that I didn't love when they made it. I thought it'd be a bad pick. He was a critical part of two Super Bowl runs and a bunch of NFC championship games. So hate to see it end, but that's often how it ends. Still have good football left in him, I think. I know the foot long term would be a concern. I was not in favor of paying him his full salary. I do think the odds are pretty good that he's better than most guys out there available, but you got to make tough decisions. More tough decisions are coming for the 49ers in the next couple years. Just understand that. I think this is the first of a lot. And the key for them to survive what has begun and thrive is Brock Purdy. He is the key to the whole thing. Calvin Ridley signed a 4-year, $92 million contract. I've seen the guarantee of that, of $50 million, phrased two different ways. Some of the reports say fully guaranteed $50 million. Some of them just say guarantee $50 million. My guess is that the $50 million is the total guarantee, not the straight up full guarantee at the beginning of the deal, but maybe it is. By now, maybe you've seen something otherwise. But that's got to make Brandon Ayuk happy. They had a very similar years in terms of catch production. As we know with Ayuk, his catches go for a lot of yards. One of the best in the league at it. 13 yards per target for Brandon Ayuk this year. He was actually 12.8, so 13. Jacksonville for Ridley this year was 7.5. So Ayuk was almost twice as many yards per target as Calvin Ridley was this past year. Ridley was 76 catches for 1,016 yards. Ayuk was 75 catches for 1,342 yards. Not to mention the fact that, that Brandon Ayuk will turn 26 years old in 4 days. Brandon Ayuk's birthday is March 17th. Calvin Ridley is 29 years old in December. So he'll be 29 when the season kicks off. Ayuk will be 26 when the season kicks off. So Brandon Ayuk is 3 years younger. And, he's obviously, when you're a free agent, that can inflate the price. But also when a team is invested in you and you are their guy, that can increase your value, right? A blocker, a leader, a guy who's got a good rapport. When you go free agent, you never quite know what you're getting. And with Brandon Ayuk or with any team, when you sign your own guy, you know exactly what you're getting, right? So even though he's not a true free agent in one sense, which elevates your value, he is a known quantity to his team, which I think should elevate your value in a different way. So if you're Brandon Ayuk, you got a big smile on your face right now when you see that number. Brandon does smile, and he's got a big smile on his face probably right now, knowing that a player that is 3 years older than him and really good, but not as good as him, I don't think, just got $50 million guaranteed. Now, Brandon might also say, good for him. That was never my... I'm not interested in Calvin Ridley's money. I'm interested in Justin Jefferson's money. You know, I may not be Justin Jefferson number one, but I've often said that I think Ayuk is kind of in a tier between your number one receivers and your number two receivers, kind of in a little world all by himself. So I thought his number in his mind probably starts at $60 million guaranteed. That's kind of the world that I think he feels like he's living in, because Deebo Samuel got $58 million in total guarantees. Ayuk's got to feel like, well, I'm younger than Deebo. That contract's a year old. If it's this year, if it's after this year, then that contract's going to be 2 years old. So I'm more available, so I'm worth more. So, smiling, but also, you know, I think a few people have pointed out, I've seen on Twitter, like Titans fans and reporters, that they just gave a contract to Calvin Ridley that they didn't want to give to A.J. Brown, Tennessee Titans, who signed him. Calvin Ridley is the gambler. Somebody pointed out that they looked at the odds of where he was going to sign and saw that the odds of him signing in Tennessee were long and thought that maybe he bet on himself pretty literally. So, exactly. Plus 1,800 to sign with the Titans was the report. By the way, one thing I didn't address earlier when we were talking about Joey and Nick is, would I want Joey Bosa on the 49ers? And the answer is, yeah, I'd be interested in Joey. You know, I think the context has to be for the right price. You wouldn't want to pay him 22 or probably not even $18 million. But for the right price, I would be interested in Joey. And I think that would be part of the understanding, is that Joey would be getting a value outside of just the contract value to play with his brother. And that would be worth quite a bit to him. So, you know, that feels like a real possibility at this point to me. But, you know, if Joey Bosa was Joey Jones and had no relation and was the same exact player, I would put it at a lower expectation. But I also think if you're the Niners, even if his name isn't Bosa, not only is he potentially giving you a family discount, but he is just coming off an injury. And so he would not be getting the same amount of money that the contract he signed at pays him at. And so they might just be looking at that as value regardless. Somebody asked in here, what about DJ Humphreys? DJ Humphreys just got cut by the Cardinals, the offensive lineman. $22 million cap hit is what it was. That's why he got cut. So if he signed somewhere, that would be a fresh contract. But he just tore his ACL. I read one of the Cardinals writers wrote that he's going to miss, their expectation is that he's going to miss most of this season. You know, I guess somebody might sign him for cheap and stash him, feeling like maybe you're getting a blue chip tackle coming back off the injury. But he's not 26 years old. I mean, he's 30, 31 years old. You just don't have the money, even if it's cheap, to bring him in with, you know, if you're going to get half a season out of him. So I wouldn't expect him to be, I don't know who would sign him. Ken says, why are we even having this conversation? Joey Bosa can't stay healthy because he is healthy. Now you're right. He has not consistently stayed healthy. He's never played back-to-back 16 or 17 game seasons, has not played back-to-back full seasons. He's coming off a foot sprain. So he had a foot injury too, just like Eric Armstead dealt with. But the reason we're having this conversation is because if healthy, he's a good player, I think. And because you have the if healthy and because you have a Bosa, the feeling would be that you're getting him at a discounted rate. So that's the short answer, Ken. Why are we having this conversation? Because you feel like there is upside. Scott says, Joey was overrated, but now he's underrated. Good perspective. Dennis, does Brandon Staley have a voice in defensive personnel? If he does, he's going to ruin the Niners. Why do you sign Kendricks? Dude slow, total liability against the pass. Because he's cheap and you need linebacker insurance, you need help. You're not going to find a lot of Dre Greenlaws. Azeez Al-Shaair was too expensive. Does Staley have a voice in defensive personnel? I would think so. You know, if somebody's on your payroll, then you should respect their opinion and their insight. Why would you pay somebody whose opinion and insight you don't respect and you don't value? Doesn't mean Brandon Staley's not sitting back there going like, let me pull out my shopping list. All right, get me Kendricks, get me Bosa. Let's see, who else do I want? Mike Williams is available, guys. We like him. No. But why? Everyone's got their take on Brandon Staley. Here's what we know about the 49ers. The 49ers think he has something to offer them. They didn't make him the defensive coordinator. They think he's got something to offer. Why would you pay somebody whose opinion you don't respect? If you don't respect somebody's opinion, you shouldn't be paying them. You shouldn't sign them. Christopher, what is the hey guy? What is the likely trade market, if any, for Joey Bosa? As I talked about, I can't imagine it's very good. And keep in mind, I said this, I think, earlier, but I just want to make sure it's clear. There might be teams calling the Chargers. There might be a team that calls the Chargers and says, you know what? I think the free agent thing is going to be tough. We're willing to overpay a little bit. We'll offer you something. You know, we're willing to pay the contract. We'll offer you a 6th-round pick for Joey Bosa. But for the Chargers, it will cost them more money to trade him than it will cost them to cut him. And so just trading him for something, I don't think is worth it to them. There's only one Greenlaw. Yeah. Do you think bringing in Joey Bosa would create a bad dynamic in the locker room? Why? He's around the team every playoff run. Chargers aren't busy, and Niners are. So he's around. He hangs around. They know him. So I don't, why would there be a bad locker room dynamic? Although, where did this go? You know, Debo did post the facepalm emojis on the Eric Armstead cut. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's one Debo Senior on Instagram, facepalm emojis. Man, tough. You lose a locker room guy. You lose a locker room guy, but you potentially gain one too. Scott says, feels like Harbaugh wouldn't want to give up Joey. I agree with that. That's a good point, Scott. I think Jim would like Joey, but he is very expensive. But maybe he does want to keep him around. Maybe Jim would say, I'm in charge. We're paying him $22 million this year. Get over it. He could.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham. Code ham.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then there's this on Wednesday night, 49ers with a little heartbreak. Eric Kendricks, after the report this morning around 3 a.m. Pacific that Kendricks was going to be a 49er, and we talked about it. I thought it was a good signing. I like where he graded out. I like what he brought them as a third linebacker. really a second linebacker. And then, you know, it gives Drake Greenlaw. It was a double whammy. It was a solid player, not a great player, but a solid player who also gives Drake Greenlaw time. Now the whole day's passed. Now maybe the Niners knew earlier than everybody else knew that they were about to be out of the Eric Kendricks business. But around just before 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific, Adam Schefter, Kendricks changed his mind. Instead of becoming a Niner, he's going to go to the Cowboys. Schefter writes, another change of heart. After agreeing to a deal with the 49ers, former Chargers and Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks has decided to go to the Dallas Cowboys instead. Per sources, Mike Zimmer wanted Kendricks to help run his defense, and Kendricks preferred to play in Dallas. So a few things jump out. One, no state income tax. Two, Mike Zimmer wanted him to run his defense. There's two things there. One would be Mike Zimmer wanting, Mike Zimmer's in charge of the defense. So if it was Mike Zimmer versus Brandon Staley, then Mike Zimmer won out there. And three, Zimmer wants him to run his defense. So three things, definitely two things we know going against the Niners. The number one thing in that note there from Schefter is this guy's coming in to run the defense. He's not running the defense if he's the 49ers linebacker. And even then, you know, he's kind of a placeholder for Dre Greenlaw. So if he's really going to be, if he's, I don't know if they're going to put a C on his chest, but he's got the green dot on the helmet, then that's a big deal. Played for Mike Zimmer in Minnesota, and that's a pretty attractive thing to him. You factor in played for the guy. So enjoyed his time, had a lot more success with Mike Zimmer than he had with Brandon Staley. Enjoyed his time for Mike Zimmer, get the green dot, no state income tax. That's significant. So were the Cowboys waiting around? Mike Zimmer pound the table like, we cannot let this guy get there. This guy is the key to the whole thing. Did he convince Jerry Jones? I mean, you would think that the Cowboys and Mike Zimmer had talked to Eric Kendricks at some point or another. Did they slow play it? Kendricks takes the Niners offer. And then the Cowboys call and say, hey, before you sign this deal, let us see if we can get let Mike work on Jerry and Stephen Jones and see if we can get you what your guy get you what you want. And eventually they do. Maybe that's not cheating. That's not tampering. If he hadn't signed the contract yet, it's legit. I mean, they swooped in, but I think it does make it hurt a little more. Now they need a linebacker. Can they go coach up Jalen Graham? You know, I don't think he's ready for that. Maybe he becomes that guy. I don't think you can go into this season with any hope that, like, well, you can have hope, but you cannot go into the season expecting that that's just your plan. That cannot be your plan. Your plan, I don't think your plan can be, hopefully Dre Greenlaw gets healthy. And if not, then Jalen Graham. Dre Greenlaw being cleared to return. Let's just say, you know, because the surgeon did the report, said everything went well, or he came out after the surgery, said everything went well. People go, great, 9 months, he'll be back. Let's just say he's back in 9 months. That doesn't mean he's back to playing every day in 9 months. That doesn't mean he's cleared to return to game action in 9 months. That doesn't mean, let's say he's cleared to play and he's available every day, that he's the same guy. Doesn't mean there's not a there are so many factors with an Achilles injury and a player who plays as hard as Dre Greenlaw. I said it this morning on a stream, like, for Greenlaw, you're going to have to, based on everything we know about him, you're going to have to kind of dial him back, right? You're going to have to manage it. Dre, take it slow, be patient, take it slow, be patient. And you as a team need to be patient. So, you know, you need another guy. And right now there's just not a lot of great options out there. Devin White is still out there, but he's a bigger name than he is a great linebacker at this point. Jerome Baker, I don't think has signed, more of a coverage guy than a run. The thing I liked about Kendricks was he was good in run support, which is what the Niners, you know, need. He wasn't going to be Dre Greenlaw against the pass, but, you know, he'd be helpful against the run. Josie Jewell, going to Carolina. Blake Cashman went to Minnesota. Willie Gay went to the Saints. Like, there's just not, I'm looking at a lot of the free agents that you would have thought were out there, guys that were even kind of available here these last few days. And a lot of them gone. So it's a tough spot. You know, I don't think you want to go Lavonte David re-sign with the Bucks. You know, Azeez Al-Shaair gone and expensive. Like, we never saw the money on Kendricks. So I was inclined to believe it was like $4 million, something like that. You know, I guessed it was at least half. Bobby Wagner, somebody asked Bobby Wagner. I think the latest report was that he's going to Washington. $8.5 million, NFL Network reported an hour ago or a few hours ago. $8.5 million, $6 million in guaranteed for Bobby Wagner. So they, you know, it sucks losing the guy for the Niners. It sucks missing out on the day that you could have signed another linebacker. Evan asked, are we still doing Shave It or Save It? I'm almost ready to send you a submission. Shave It or Save It's a segment that John and I used to do occasionally. Takes a lot of guts. So we didn't get a lot of submissions, but we would get submissions between John's former head of hair, current baldness, and my current head of hair. I think we had a good mix. So you could submit. I feel a little. Yeah. Yes, of course. I'm here to help. Maybe I'd bring John in on that one. Maybe do a special appearance for a Shave It or Save It. Please do. Absolutely. You can DM it to me on Twitter or on Instagram. Go follow on IG. For those of you, some people are watching this on Twitter. This is on YouTube. So go to the YouTube. Twitter, I get no money for it. YouTube, make a little money and it goes on the podcast feed. And if you're on YouTube, hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. But yes, Evan, you can submit. You can submit. Yeah. Please do. And if you want me to, like, if you want your face blurred out, it's a very personal thing, an uncomfortable thing to put your position in, put you in a position. And then, please do. Darren says, what do you think we do at tight end? Feels like there's a big gap there. There is a big gap there. They got to do something at tight end. Unless now maybe they're just like, we do not have the funds. We can't do it. Not a great, you know, if you're taking a tight end in this draft, I think you got to do it kind of high, not a great tight end draft. And right now Braden Willis and, Cameron Latu is a big drop off from what the Niners have had, but we did see Braden. I mean, they played Braden Willis in the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, maybe Ross Dwelly will be back. He's a free agent, so maybe you bring Dwelly back. Warner's gone. Yeah, I'm waiting. They got to do something. There's something. Harbaugh's more of a Mac than Joey. Yeah, Darwin. I mean, Mac is back, so I agree with that. I'm a Chargers fan. Niners are my second favorite. Bosa was asked to take a pay cut. He declined, so he'll most likely get cut. Yeah. I mean, he's getting cut or traded. It's one of the two. And I see a trade as unlikely. Got a haircut today. How much did you pay for your haircut? Zero. I have a 4-year contract. I'm in year 3, by the way. This is not a joke. I'm in year 3 of a 4-year unlimited haircut deal with my barber, Laz. We did a contract 3 years ago. I'm in year 3 of a 4-year deal, unlimited cut. So that's why I get a cut like once or, you know, I try to get like a cut a week if I can. I don't know if I've disclosed before what the upfront lump sum cash payment for the for my unlimited haircuts was. I don't know if I've said that before, but I don't know if I have. Maybe I have. Maybe I'll say it. I'll just tell you this. Getting a weekly cut, basically, I have it's paid for itself. Super chat from Jared. Do Nick and Joey have the same agent? Bosa's have kind of been all about the money. Yes. I believe you said it was $4K. No, it was not. It was not $4K. I haven't said? Joey Bosa hated Staley, and I'm sure Nick will find out soon enough when he's asked to drop into coverage. You know, he's not the defensive coordinator. And we know that Nick Bosa gets to tell Kyle Shanahan what he thinks. Matthew says, I get my hair cut every Thursday, 45 a pop, plus a tip, plus a $10 tip, Matthew? Or does that include the tip? Because that's right on par. I mean, that's right. I mean, that sounds about, that sounds about right. All right, that's the news. That's it. I'm going to get out of here right now. If you're here on YouTube, lower. 2K. It was two. Just, since Jared dropped a two spot, $2,000 up front, 4 years, unlimited. It's paid for itself with tip. Yeah, it's pretty, 45 with a tip. That's good. You got a good number there, Matthew. Well done. I get my haircut for $12, says Rick. Good for you, Rick, man. I'm out here paying market rate. All right. I'm powered today by Phil's Coffee, not a sponsor, but if anybody's out there at Phil's, I love Phil's, big Phil's guy, mint mojito, iced. And yeah, I love it. So Phil's, Phil, where you at? Come join the stream. Wow, there's more people in this stream right now that get a weekly haircut than I realized. Mike, what's up, man? There's more people. I asked Laz today, I'm like, hey, man, do you think there's a market for a barbershop that only takes on customers who get a haircut every week? Like, you have to have a haircut every week, scheduled every week in order to be a customer. The motivation would be you can cut more people. You're just rotating. You're not doing like, all right, man, it's been 3 months. What are we doing here? I got a car wash membership for 30 a month. I get a car wash every 3 days. That's a great deal. Yeah. I mean, Bosa's getting his cut every 3-4 days. The dream is daily. I mean, the dream would be daily cut. That'd be the dream. All right. That's it for this. We'll see what else is going on. If something else happens, then we'll be all over it. I am off to Las Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament. Already watched UW and SC. SC's been playing good basketball. SC, Bronny James, Boogie Ellis, Isaiah Collier, who was the 5-star number one recruit in the nation last year or this year. They play Arizona on Thursday at noon from Vegas. I'm going to get to Vegas about halftime of that game, and I'm just going to hang out. I've got a bunch of games to watch tomorrow in Vegas and then Friday and Saturday. And I'm looking forward to it. Somebody asked earlier, what's the breakdown? I mean, I would love to see Arizona, Washington State in the Pac-12 championship game. I'm a big Kyle Smith guy. They've beaten Arizona twice. It'd just be a great matchup. SC and Arizona is a very interesting game tomorrow. Like I said, SC has been playing better because Isaiah Collier has been healthy. Any others? Stanford Cal is, that game's coming up right now. As I do this show right now, Oregon State and UCLA is ending. And at last look there, it looked like UCLA was dominating. What is the score of that game right now? Yeah, UCLA is going to win that. Stanford Cal's coming up. ASU Utah's tonight. You know, I like Utah. I think Utah ended up as the 6th seed. Utah, I could see Utah putting it together. They got 3 bigs. They've got a guard who gets a triple-double. They got 2 shooters. So they got good point guard. They got 3 bigs. They got 2 shooters. So I think Utah actually has kind of the recipe to win in March, but they're not going to be an at-large. They got to win this tournament. Colorado's got KJ Simpson. If you're looking for, like, hey, I haven't been watching a lot of hoops, you know, what should I be watching for? Colorado is going to play on Thursday night on FS1. And they've got a couple of really good players. And Colorado has run through the tournament before. So they've got a little experience with this with their coach, but they got good players. KJ Simpson is an excellent player. So they've got like a point guard that can win in March. And then they got Cody Williams. And Cody Williams is, you know, I don't think he'll end up as the number one pick, but he is a, you know, he's a top five type pick. If you look at some mock drafts, definitely a lottery. His older brother is Jalen Williams, who went to Santa Clara and plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if you're not a big college basketball fan, but you're trying to figure out what do I watch, who do I watch, that game will be Thursday night. Cody Williams, you can go watch, you know, a lottery pick for Colorado. And then the other three games are on Pac-12 Network. I think, you know, your semifinal on Friday night could be really good. Washington State, Colorado could be a really good game. Washington State, Utah could be a really good game. So hopefully Washington State, you know, Washington State, like Cal, I think would be interesting. Stanford's a 10 seed. They got better talent than that. But they could beat Cal. I mean, Cal just lost to him a week ago. But I'm a big Washington State guy. Washington State, Arizona feels like a great matchup for Saturday night. But if anything happens between now and whenever, I'll be back here with this. Tentative plan, I think. I was texting with Lombardi. I think we're going to do something on Thursday morning, early-ish, before my flight. So, yeah. That's what's going on. But we're just doing whatever, whenever. Have you tasted Better Buzzed Coffee? One of the best drinks ever. Which is their most popular? Better Buzzed Coffee? No, Better Buzzed Coffee. I've not tried Better Buzzed Coffee. What is it? Where is it? Looks good, though. Looks like a cool spot. San Diego brand. Oh, good knowledge. No, you know what? When I go to San Diego, which I do for fun, like a couple, usually I go to San Diego like twice a year just to hang. There's always a Phil's near where I'm at. So, I'm a big Phil's guy. All right. That's that. If you're watching this on X, I'm going to delete that video. I don't want the whole timeline filled with these videos, probably, unless it did well. Go check out the YouTube, because when you go to YouTube, you get the notification as you subscribe, all that. All right, everybody. Thanks for jumping in on this one, and we'll talk to you all soon. Later.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.